You're listening to the Circularity Capital podcast, where we explore the trends that are enabling the transition to a circular economy. You'll hear from Circularity Capital partners, company executives, and other experts as we investigate how we can leverage capital and insight to support growth and innovation in the circular economy. I'm your host, Jamie Butterworth. In this special four-part Circularity Capital Insight podcast, we're going to explore the opportunities, challenges, and practical implications of building a new circular plastics economy. The podcast will take a perspective from four different viewpoints, drawing from industry experts and practitioners. We're going to be speaking to Gerald Narber, who's program manager of the Ellen MacArthur Foundation's New Plastics Economy Initiative, to understand what's really driving the need for a new plastics economy and how can the circular economy provide a framework for rethinking and redesigning in this regard. Then we're going to talk to David Rakowski, who's Global Circular Economy and Sustainability Co-Lead at PA Consulting, to understand what's driving business interest in the circular economy and what's the role of innovation in this transition and how can this be accelerated. We're then going to take a corporate perspective and talk to Ilko Schmidt, who's Senior Director of Sustainability at Philips, one of the corporate brands who's really driving the transition towards the circular economy at the moment, to understand what's kind of focusing corporate interest in this topic and what are some of the practical challenges faced in the transition. And finally, we're going to take an innovator perspective and talk to Jens Holmgaard, who's the founder and CEO of Shark Solutions, a circularity capital portfolio company, which focuses on taking an existing waste stream and transforming that into a high-performance, high-margin polymer. In this particular episode, we're going to listen to an interview between Jens Holmgaard and I. Let's take a listen.
Thank you, Jens, for joining the podcast. It's a delight to speak to you. I would like to hear a little bit more about what Shark's products solve. What problems do your products solve?
Well, first of all, I think customers are increasingly looking for sustainable products that does not exhaust natural resources. And our PVB is not an oil-based virgin equivalent. It's something that we take out of a post-consumer source material, waste stream. So it's not requiring any fossil-based new raw materials. In addition, I think that a lot of customers are looking for recyclable polymers. And one unique feature of the PVB is it can be recycled again and again at end of life. And as an example, one of our applications is in carpet backing, where there's already initiatives going on where carpet customers deliver back end-of-life carpet to the manufacturer, and this material goes back into new carpet backing systems, adding new recycled PVB from our side. So, you know, it means that the end-of-life PVB will not end up in nature. I think also we often hear that customers are looking for consistent quality supply, and which is not always the case in many recycling programs where, you know, there's instabilities going on. We have a very stable source from the broken windshields from both automotive and architectural glass. And in addition, the pricing of the PVB is competitive with most of the other adhesives and binder systems that we can replace. So I do think we have a quite unique selling platform and product offering.
That's fascinating, Jens. So you're saying that your customers are able to take a holistic approach to their product development, incorporate your material, knowing well that it's come from a post-consumer waste stream and that it can be recycled, so they could begin to adopt a closed-loop process where they take back the material after their customers used it, reprocess it, and sell it again.
Absolutely. This is some of the main features that customers are looking for. The fact that what we offer fits into all the issues you just brought up. It's just not one thing, being post-consumer, being non-toxic, being recyclable. Point here is that we have a steady, strong supply opportunity of a recycled product that meets all those criteria and really makes circular economy become real.
And are there any technical property deficiencies or differences between the material that you're replacing and your PVB?
As such, PVB is a unique polymer. It's been used in lamination of glass for the last 80 years. It's very proven. It's very documented. But many people outside the lamination of glass business does not know PVB because it's very, as a virgin product, it's very costly. And so there's been costing restrictions to make it feasible to put in most products. Due to the fact that we work with a post-consumer source with totally stable pricing, not depending on fossil prices, we are able to offer a price competitive alternative. And I just think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, so often the case we hear that it's price, that price of alternative materials that makes it difficult to make the sustainable change.
Absolutely.
But from a technical perspective, your products suit the applications and on a price perspective.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, when you're looking at a new polymer, and this will for many industries be a new solution, you do need to, you know, invest some time and energy in adapting your formulations. In some cases, even have to adapt something in your production system. But we've never seen the need for major radical changes in either product formulations or process production systems. So, you know, some investment needs to be done to adapt the new polymer, but we can replace more than a handful of very common known adhesives, binder systems with the PVB, and providing properties that are equal and in many cases better. On top of the fact that, again, it's price competitive and it has a very sustainable base.
Fantastic. How did you come across the idea? Where did you first find out about PVB and its properties?
Well, like many things in life, this was like almost by coincidence. I got across this opportunity of recycling laminated glass more than 15 years ago, got involved with this idea along with a few other potential inventions. But very soon, I got really interested in the PVB for several reasons. One being the unique technical properties, another reason being the fact that nobody really seemed to have been successful in recycling. Imagine taking out a super strong adhesive and separating it from glass is almost unthinkable. But it took us 10 years, literally, with tons of trials and error and lots of investments, really to make a reliable, scalable volume production system that can handle this. But it came out of coincidence, but very soon, you know, due to the properties and the features of PVB, it's like it became like a obsession. You know, hey, it needs to be done. It makes no sense to send these unique raw materials, both the glass and the PVB, to landfill for, you know, whatever, a million years, when it can be used and provide an outstanding carbon neutral contribution to the world.
And how has your customer base adopted it? Can you give us a sense of how long you've been sort of commercially active, how your customers integrate it in with their supply chain?
We've been commercially active for more than 10 years. It's been a development process, starting with some very innovative global leaders in carpet backing, in carpet tile business, that really were looking for post-consumer, non-toxic, sustainable, recyclable raw materials, and looked to the polymer world for solutions, and stumbled over the PVB as an perfect option. So I will say that it does take somebody who believes in the idea and the solution. And of course, always when you're the innovator, when you're the first mover, it takes a lot of time and effort. But now that we've developed our production system and some of our main, I would say, lead customers have been able to make this into commercial successes, of course, then the snowball starts rolling.
And you're producing in Europe and in the US for customers all over the world?
Absolutely. We started off in Denmark with Danish owners, and we've now grown. We have our main production site in Belgium, located there because of logistics. There's such a big population in a close proximity of the plant, and by that also a lot of cars and architectural glass, building glass, so not unlimited resources available, but huge amounts of PVB available for recycling. And then in 2012 we moved to the US and set up a location in Atlanta, Georgia. And then last year, 2019, we set up in Victorville, outside Los Angeles, California. So we do have a global presence. We produce now on two continents. We further developed our ability to scale. So this is a fully scalable case that could move anywhere that there is a concentration of people and laminated glass by cars or buildings.
Which is clearly all over the world.
Absolutely. We are already shipping globally. We're shipping, you know, North America, Australia, Asia, and obviously Europe. And even including the transport, not only cost, but also carbon footprint, we're competitive.
It's a great story. And congratulations on, you know, bringing the business so far since that, you know, early idea.
Well, it's like anything in this world. If there's something you want to do, you have to be persistent and just keep trying. And again, like I mentioned earlier, this has almost become an obsession, at least for the first many years where we didn't know if it was going to make it or not. But we've proven the technology. We have a production setup that can run 24 hours, years in and years out. I think one of the big differences to many other attempts to recycle various polymers is the fact that we don't see ourselves as a typical recycler. We see ourselves as a industrial raw material supplier. We supply advanced recycled new raw materials. You know, we basically upcycle a waste stream and adapt the chemistry to different needs. So we're par with traditional, sophisticated, advanced raw material suppliers. So I think that's also another approach why we've become successful.
And your feedstock, is that kind of uniform and clean when you receive it? How much sorting, grading, and wastage is there in your process?
You can imagine when you receive broken windshields or laminated glass from buildings that it's not perfectly clean, well sorted, but it is a pretty uniform source material. I will admit that. So we're dealing with metals from the aluminium frames in buildings. We're dealing with rubber from the edges on the windshields. All kinds of paper and stickers sitting on the windshields. This is why it took a little while, because on top of the fact that we have to sort out all these contaminants from the PVB, also the fact that we're dealing with laminated glass, which is, as you can imagine, super abrasive. That took a little while, but we now provide a consistent, high-quality polymer with no glass, no contaminants. And we've now done that for years, and we're ready to just further expand it as we find, you know, interested companies that are eager to make this reality and not just something they talk about.
Yeah, I suspect that high quality output is and consistent output is a key criteria for your customers who want to use it in their product. They're not just using it because it's come from a sustainable post-consumer source. They're wanting, because they're manufacturing, they're wanting a consistent, high-quality input as well. And how do you work with your corporate clients in kind of proving that and integrating it into their products?
First of all, I will confirm, you know, consistent quality and steady supply is key to any, not just big, but any industrial customer. And we've never let anybody be let down on that. We have years back overcome the issue of consistent quality, and we have ample supply opportunities. We are represented with our own sales force and via agents and distributors in most places globally. We're very focused on bigger corporations because they very often have a global presence. And again, our business case is scalable and very easy to implement in other areas of the world. So it makes a lot of sense to go to somebody and work with global customers, because then we can grow with them wherever they are. And again, we're used to handling the logistics globally. So, you know, normally we'll set up a project and work on a specific product if we already have experience that the PVB will work. And we also have cases where it's, let's see if it's going to work in this specific application. And then we participate with our chemists in along with the operations and their technical team to develop a sustainable solution that works not just from a, you know, environmental circular economy point of view, but also for the real for the long run, and works in their production system.
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Jens, for that really insightful summary of Shark and the journey you've been through. What I'm taking away from it is that you have a sustainable product that's sourced from post-consumer waste, is processed in a way where you can deliver high quality, consistent output that has the technical specifications that are suitable to replace fossil fuel derived plastics in a totally sustainable way.
Absolutely. Shark Solutions has proved that this is a real solution. You know, there's a lot of talking about doing stuff like this and providing sustainable solutions. We're doing it every day. We're supplying thousands of tons of clean, nice PVB as raw material to various leading companies globally. And we're ready to grow this further on, of course. So it's reality. It's working as of today.
Great. We really looking forward to watching that, or, you know, being alongside you on that journey. Thanks, Jens.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you.
That was my colleague, Andrew Shannon of Circularity Capital, and Jens Holmgaard of Shark Solutions on building the new plastics economy. I'm your host, Jamie Butterworth. As always, you can find more information at circularitycapital.com or get in touch with us at info@circularitycapital.com. For more information on Shark Solutions, head to shark-solutions.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.